For many, this trail to gold began in Seattle, but the toughest part of the journey was in the mountains above Skagway, Alaska. The story of men, supplies, and the animals that carried the load is this edition of the American Countryside. Many of us have heard of those who came to Alaska in search of gold. Carl Gerke shares the story as an historian at Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park.
There were two trails and two ports. There was Skagway and about 3 miles away, another place called Dyea. Dyea was the head of the Chilkoot Trail, and Skagway was the head of the White Pass Trail.
Both trails ascended narrow valleys, crossed the coastal range, and merged at Lake Bennett.
The key problem was getting over that hill. The Chilkoot Trail was 33 miles in length. The White Pass Trail was about 45 miles in length. White Pass Trail was a little lower, but the Chilkoot Trail was shorter.
Goats, dogs, oxen, donkeys, a wide range of animals helped move the freight over the mountain pass.
The White Pass Trail is also known as the Dead Horse Trail because an estimated 3,000 horses died along the trail, and their horse bones, the skeletons, are still visible.
It was not just horses that sometimes met their fate at the mountain pass, though.
In fact, a lot of the pets in Seattle just suddenly disappeared because they were being stolen and they were being brought up here to work. Now, there are some dogs that just can't handle them. They're just not built to do all that work. And again, like the horses, they pushed them to the limit.
By the time most reached the gold fields, the prime parcels of land were long gone. Some went home. Others worked for those already mining in the area. In 1898, a rail line was begun, and in just over 2 years, a narrow gauge track crossed the route that so many stampeders had struggled to cross on their way to make it rich. Traveling the countryside in Skagway, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.